You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, good morning to you, Crystal. Let's look at what's happening on the rest of the continent. Listen, the French here are on a charm offensive, trying to, sort of dilute Chinese influence. Emmanuel Macron is in East Africa.
Absolutely, Bongani. You could not have put it better. Total charm offensive. It's just amazing how Macron has, over the past few months, really made a presence here on the African continent, because historically, you know, the French focused on its former colonies. So that Franco-African relationship was quite, you know, intense, and the umbilical cord was annoying some countries, I think, like South Africa, because they were so influential. But now it seems Macron is looking at East Africa, and it's quite interesting. He was, of course, in Djibouti. They are a big French military base, and then in Ethiopia, where they agreed on their first military cooperation agreement, because, of course, Ethiopia, they had a navy, Bongani, but in 1991, after the tension with Eritrea, they had a lack of access to the Red Sea, so that plan was being aborted. The French are now coming in and going to assist them to set up that navy again, because this is a landlocked nation. But of course, more importantly, Bongani, we know Ethiopia is ready and open for business. I mean, we're looking at the second most populous nation. They are going to semi-privatize their telecoms and other state-owned enterprises, and we're looking at huge money, and everybody wants to have a slice of that pie. And so, of course, as much as there was the sort of agreement, there's also a huge business delegation accompanied Macron, because they want a slice of that business. Of course, Macron also had a visit to the African Union head, Moussa Faki, where, of course, they discussed Africa-France relations. And then in Kenya, once again, also total charm offensive with Uhuru Kenyatta. It's almost like the two of them had some bromance. They're obviously the same age, younger leaders with a vision for their country, and again, a huge focus on business, and also a discussion on the railway lines. Macron also addressed Parliament, where, of course, he said, you know, Kenya needs to be supported in its, you know, kind of vision for economic empowerment for its citizens. And clearly, we see Paul Kagame has invited Macron to the genocide anniversary on the 7th of April. That's a major game changer, because the two, of course, have had very tense relations. We've not heard whether Macron is going to attend, but if he does, it will really change Franco-Rwandan relations.
Yes, indeed. That's a very important development, given what Rwanda has always accused France of doing or not doing in that genocide all those years ago in 1994. Right, very quickly then, Crystal. Antonio Guterres says the DRC, the force there, the UN force in the DRC must be shrunk.
He's proposing that, there's a massive reduction. It's actually the world's largest peacekeeping force. It costs about $1.2 billion. And so Guterres is saying, look, after the election in December, they do have a new leader. Kabila's no longer there. So there's a feeling that the 16,000 force should be reduced and reconfigured. So he's suggesting a 15% cut of military personnel and the police, and then further cuts in military observers. Now, of course, Guterres stressed that if the Security Council wants them to stay on, they have to cough up the money. Now, Uganda and Kenya have already threatened to pull out their soldiers unless the issue of money is addressed. Of course, the U.S. is the biggest financial contributor. They've been quite up in arms. They said the budget is too huge. There must be a cut. And we know John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, he in fact wanted to be wind down. But of course, there's been ongoing fighting even this week, Bongani, in certain parts of the country. So I think this is going to be an interesting issue, whether or not we will see this reduction in that peacekeeping.
All right. Thank you very much, Crystal Alderson. Will it be shrinked? Can you believe that's what I said? My own Musi moment there. Shrinked. No, I meant shrunk. You don't have to SMS me.